the Lord, who are her Mary, Yajasham, of all sacrifices, Patihi, Master, Tushtayam, and his wife, who was very much pleased, Tosham, great pleasure, Apannaha, having obtained, Ajanayat, gave birth, Dvadasha, 12, Atmajan, sons. Transmission and interpreted by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord of the ritualistic performances of Yajna later married Dakshina, who was anxious to have the personality of Godhead as her husband, and in his wife, the Lord was also very much pleased to beget 12 children. An ideal husband and wife are generally called Lakshmi Narayan, to compare them to the Lord and the Goddess of Fortune. For it is significant that Lakshmi Narayan are forever happy as husband and wife. A wife should always remain satisfied with her husband, and a husband should always remain satisfied with his wife. In the Chanakya Sloka, the moral instruction of Chanakya Pandit, it is said that if a husband and wife are always satisfied with one another, then the goddess of fortune automatically comes. In other words, where there is no disagreement between husband and wife, all material opulence is present, and good children are born. Generally, according to the Vedic civilization, the wife is trained to be satisfied in all conditions, and the husband, according to the Vedic instruction, is required to please the wife with sufficient food, ornaments, and clothing. Then, if they are satisfied with their mutual dealings, good children are born. In this way, the entire world can become peaceful. But unfortunately, in this age of Kali, there are no ideal husbands and wives. Therefore, unwanted children are produced, and there is no peace and prosperity in the world today, present day world. Om Ajnanati Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padatamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sarjatam Sargana Raghunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sargana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dino Bandho Jagatpate Gopishta Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastude Tattakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayvacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Tam Kamayanam Bhagavan Uvaha Yajasham Pati Tushtayam Toshamapanno Ajanayat Dvadashatmajan.
The Lord of the ritualistic performances of Yajna later married Dakshina, who was anxious to have the personality of Godhead as her husband, and in this wife the Lord was also very much pleased to beget 12 children. This is the incarnation of Yajna. Yajna was the name of the partial incarnation of Vishnu, who was also born with Lakshmi. Here she is appearing as Dakshina. In our material calculation, they seem to be brother and sister, or the twins. But Lakshmi is meant to be always with her beloved Narayan. Just like in Prithumaraj's appearance, Archie, she was also partial incarnation of Lakshmi. So Lakshmi Narayan cannot be separated. In however, if not our ideal setup is there, but the purpose is that Lakshmi Narayan, when they appear, their appearance is not material. Their appearance is important to understand that wherever there is Narayan, Lakshmi will be always there. They cannot be separated. The energetic and energetic both are identical to each other and they can never be separated. So, rest assured, if we take this idealism and try to employ in our Varnashram system, the purpose of being an ideal householder will be solved. The system is that both husband and wife, they are supposed to be working in an obligatory function which is handed down from Brahma to Manu, and from Manu through their progeny, Manu and Shatrupa. So, to become Prajapati, marriage is required. And in the married life, the most ideal situation, just to retain as the representative of Lakshmi Narayan, the entire Vivaha Sanskar is, organized. The exemplification can only come with the tenets of ideal householder life, which are explained in 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam between the conversation of Narada Muni and Yudhishthira Maharaj. There we see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, is in center of the marriage. And therefore, the representation is given to the husband, and she is considered to be Lakshmi. So, to please Lakshmi and Narayan, the relatives become their worshipper and perform ritualistic ceremony, not for fun or some tradition, but the underlying principle is to please the representation of Lakshmi Narayan. So dowry is given. Is given to the husband on behalf of the parents of the girl. But at the same time, there is also an exchange from the husband's side. And this ritual is simply to please, where clothes are involved, food is involved, and some asset like gold is involved. The purpose is to bring out the underlying satisfaction of security and for the purpose of the ideal becoming Prajapati can be easily carried out. Generally, the system of dowry is for this purpose.
But if it is meant for some trade or business, the lives are sold in the market, as if the bodies are sold, and they become so nasty that simply for the sake of dowry, they can kill a boy or the girl. There are so many incidents happening because when the purpose is not understood properly, then that human lives are wasted for so-called dowry. It is, they think that dowry is a very good source of income. And the girl side is generally being abused. So, there were so many what you call bad precedents happened, and they were going that people hated the girls. Being born, they would drown her in the milk because it becomes a burden. But it's not the burden if the purpose is understood by the proper application of the culture. So here the ideal household life is being indicated, that how to remain satisfied. It's not simply an exchange of the gifts in the form of clothes, ornaments, and even money and food. People are trapped simply in the rituals, but without the purpose. The purpose is something totally different from the origin of what is meant for the obligation of the Supreme Personality of God. That to become Prajapati, we require. Now here, when there is dissatisfaction, and in Kali Yuga, dissatisfaction is the prime cause of getting into the breakup of the marriages. Chanakya Pandit there also interjects and tells us that there must be a female in the house, whether it is mother or wife. But if wife is not satisfied, and if mother is also absent, then the person should retire and get going to the forest. Yasya grihe mata nasti bharya cha apriya vadi vanta aranyam tena gantavyam yatha graham tatha aranyam. The person should not wait because he has to save the purpose. But people think that, okay, let me try, and even a second try, third try. But the purpose is forgotten, then there is no tangible risk. In Kali Yuga, people are getting married simply on the basis of satisfaction of the senses. And that is not the measure. The measure is to remain satisfied as Lakshmi Narayan. That is the most ideal thing. And for achieving that idealism, the Lord Vishnu or Krishna should be in the center. And if he is kept in the center, then idealism of Lakshmi Narayan be represented in the form of husband and wife. But how to carry out those functionalities of Prajapati and the obligations of raising the children and protecting the entire community of lives, different species here, that being a subsequent obligation for the householders. Because as a householder, he does not take responsibility only of his wife, but everything which is connected to the Shakti and expansions of the Shakti. That means the householder should ideally be taking care of everybody else, including other species of life, and must provide for their maintenance. Must provide. So therefore, the householder ends up working according to the modes of material nature. Otherwise, there was no function. But these activities are impelled by the modes, and according to the modes, the classification of the Varnashram has been given. So, the idea is that the very first point is to put Krishna in the center. Second point is seeing the ultimate aim is to please Krishna, by which we can become an ideal representation as Lakshmi Narayan. So, that is also parallel in the line of discipline. A discipline can be carried out by seminal succession. And therefore it is a very principle. There are many seminal successions to carry out the function of pure devotion. And we see the Vallabha Sampradaya is coming through seminal succession. Previous to that, Vallabhacharya was Vishnu Swami. And after that, there were no capable acharya to be found. We know from pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita that Vallabhacharya was also contemporary at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Vallabhacharya was corrected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in terms of representing the previous acharya. But there were some differences. Even after correcting Vallabhacharya, acknowledged, but at the same time, he did not intend to stay in Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Rather, he was offered a seat to become an acharya in Vishnu Swami, that is Rudra Sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada said that Rudra Sampradaya is getting extinct because it has the first thing that it went on seminal succession, means vanshas, from the family line inheritance of even the spiritual authority. It means two ideal functions are supposed to be carried out. Spiritual spread or as a mission, at the same time become ideal householders, where the effect of the time Kali Yuga does not spare them. So we see there are, this sampradaya is getting towards extinction. While the separate succession guarantees, either through proper initiation or by instruction, the succession can be carried out. So therefore, we have to realize the functionality of ideal householder in both, because the purpose remains the same. One has to become an ideal acharya of householder life too. So, there are exalted examples in that lineage, but when the time passes, the degradation will be there, effect of the time will be there. Nonetheless, Bhagavatam instructions are forever and they are meant to retain the purpose of being representative of Lakshmi Narayan. So, very next obligation for that householder who is keeping Krishna in center has to know the satisfaction of the Lord, whether it is carried out. Therefore, the requirement of Guru is there. The Guru guides in the matter of ideal household of life. Instructions are needed because more one gets opportunity to carry out the functions of the household, more he is prone to be entangled into life. Therefore, the Guru's guidance, especially to the husband, is that you work very expertly externally, but also cultivate detachment from internal simultaneously. Without detachment, a husband's activity will become too much entangled within the house. But Narada Muni explains to Yudhishthira Maharaj that in Kali Yuga, this important activity, when not carried out, the failure of household life is rest assured. So, a husband, when he works outside to maintain the family and perform even philanthropic activities which they are supposed to do, that is Panchashana Yajna, Devarshi, Bhutartham, Ranam, Pitranam, Kinkar, for the welfare of all the dependents that he has to work. Therefore, he has to do beneficiary activity towards them as an obligation. It's a rule. The failure of a householder or the head of the house generally is the father. If he forgets the obligation, or it's a compulsory indebtedness for his desire to fulfill the ideal marriage life, he is reminded that he is obligated to not only to the devatas, not only to the pitrus, not only to the rishis, not only to the servants from whom he is getting benefited by either instructions or the provision of life, sustenance of life. He is obligated. Nothing is free. So household of life requires a very stern observation through the guidance of spiritual master. And simultaneously, the only way to remain free from the entanglement of those heavy-duty karmas is to simultaneously remain detached. So, for whose sake he is performing all the activities of household of life? For his sense gratification, or gratifying the senses of the Supreme Personality of God? That is what is advised. So, in this way, he has not only to take care of elderly, women, children, also provide facility like hospitals, school for education, and so much in, such subject matters are like Vishaya Pravala means like coral, bifurcates and creates an entangled habitat. The corals are growing in the sea. and they profuse out by branching off. So the whole lineage is carried out. Srimad Bhagavatam describes so many lineages with the names of each and every even child who is there. But the only purpose is for the description is whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead has taken birth in this or an ideal devotee has been produced by this family. There is no other purpose. Because as the central point is that the purpose for a human being is to become representative of Lakshmi Narayana. So therefore, Bhagavatam takes a great deal of description of such personalities. If you make a chart, I think it will fill the whole courtyard. You know, it's that big, and everyone is named. So, in short, Srila Prabhupada gave us very good definition of ideal household. One time, I think somewhere in Los Angeles, Prabhupada had to perform marriage ceremony himself. In the beginning, there were no trained priests. So, after the marriage ceremony is over, and the groom came to him, Srila Prabhupada, now I'm a householder. Please instruct me about the duties of the householder. And Prabhupada told him, tell your wife to cook prasadam, offer to Krishna, and then you go out on the street and yell, is there anybody hungry? Come and take prasadam. And if everybody has taken, then you take. Right? But our devotee groom was thinking something else, so he asked again, but is there anything else, Srila Prabhupada? And Prabhupada repeated the same thing. 3 times. Then everybody laughed. Then he did not understand. Actually, this function of taking care of everybody is through providing sumptuous prasadam to everyone. So therefore, food for life is becoming an obligatory function for all the households. Anyway, the idea is that not only to take care of the personal family members only, but to the whole society, the whole nation, but whoever is born in that nation, whoever is the national, like even cows, other animals, you know, they are for mutual benefit to sustain the human society. It is the duty, it becomes the duty of the householder to take care of them, not to slaughter them. So these are the tenets. But the main important thing that an ideal householder can become Krishna conscious through such process and fulfill the obligation towards Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna, Namam Karmani Limpandi Name Karma Palestra, Itiyo Mam Abhijana, Bi Karma Bhira Bhina Bhajyate. The trick is to get detached, but I am not attaching to the results. So he is in detail advised, Narada Muni advises to Yudhishthira Maharaj that you listen to everybody, but do according to your guru's instructions. The ideal householder is so expert that he would not become agitated by trying questions or demands from the wife. Rather, yes, yeah, I will try to do everything for you. So, It's not a lie, but at the same time he has to try to fulfill, but remain detached. Karma phalespruha should not be there in such area. So naturally, when a wife is trained also simultaneously to tolerate and live with the husband, you know, in any circumstances, that becomes the foundation of her chastity. The chastity should be through the mind, words and action. It's not only what we see chastity is, to become faithful to the husband in the matter of sex. But the chastity should be brought through the mind, words and action. So generally, this kind of training is given by an ideal mother. It does not require outside education. So therefore, there was no necessity to educate in mundane subject matter for the girls in the previous time. Because this is most important. This education is never given anywhere else, and they have no capacity to give it. Just like spiritual education, it is very difficult for the mundane universities to give. Because they intrinsically know that there is a conflict in teaching. Because there is conflict in teaching, why should they teach? So it becomes a profession simply to maintain one's livelihood. But anyway, the idea is that such teachings are supposed to be carried out up to the Gurukul ages. But then, vocational and other things can be carried further to satisfy the inclination of the three modes of material nature. So the idea is that the foundation for the ideal household life is in the beginning, and it must be fulfilled. So in this way we can see the effect of Kali can be poured by proper execution of the functionality of being a householder. Generally in Kali Yuga, nobody takes the household life is an obligatory function. Nobody takes as obligation. Only brahmacharis are trained and they are told, watch out, don't fall into obligatory processes. If you need to satisfy your own desires, then naturally you have to carry out the obligation, because it is not free. People out of their false ego think that, oh, I can earn and I can maintain and I can... Oh, this is an apparent reason, you know, that yes, you are able to fulfill some basic necessities of life. That's a big deal in Kali Yuga. Generally, people are so irresponsible even to carry out this simple function to maintain their bodies. That means wife has to work too. So, going back home, back to Godhead is a very distant, you know, fantasy for them. So anyway, husband and wife are the representation of Lakshmi Narayan, and such ashram is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by becoming a representative of them. So therefore, the whole system is based on the chastity of the wife, means the wife is trained to remain satisfied in all circumstances. In all circumstances. And similarly, husband carries out the function of satisfying the basic aspects of the functions of being Prajapati. That is an obligatory function. Otherwise, the marriage institution is non-existent. So, anybody has any question or comments? You need a microphone?
No.
Yes.
Could you say a little bit more about the chastity of the wife exemplified in words and actions and
So, for example, we are persons, and personal expressions of our individuality is done through mind, words and action, manasa, vacha, karma. Because our manifestation as a living entity in this body is carried out by these three functions, and these three should be harmonious in the purpose. So unless and until one is trained, how can it go in its mind? Then when it comes to train up one's own progeny, one's own daughter or son, then the mother has an obligation to teach by watching. And because she is becoming an ideal example of such chastity for the purpose, everybody finally gets the chastity derived from that obligation on behalf of Lord Krishna. So ultimately everybody has to be chaste to Krishna. But because the husband is a representation, wife and dependents upon him, there must be a chase to him. It's like disciplic succession and seminal succession. Both are having the same mandate to carry out the function of the Lord. So there should not be another thought coming in the mind because, oh, I am dissatisfied, let me think of another. The thought first is derived through the spiritual instructions. So one has to remain chaste. Therefore guru is required. He is not a person who is taking over the household of life or control of it, but he is a guide. So mental preparedness is required. Then whatever we speak is in relation to that, and whatever we act should manifest that what we learned. Many people say life is an experience, but without education how are you going to experience? There is no education in this much complicated in the lower forms of life. Only domesticated animals can be educated up to certain extent, as far as we have to derive work from them. So the idea is that proper education is required. To become ideal householder, you don't have to go to college. The household itself is an institution. to carry out the prestige of the purpose. In India, you will see so much glorification of one's own lineage, household called gharana. That any kind of achievement that a person with is a member of that particular household is at large, because his achievement is going to glorify the whole lineage. People are obsessed for even there are gharanas for music, as for example. There are gharanas for some other traditions, and in Brahmin family, they were very much careful in the beginning, say about 50 years back. But now nobody cares because there are no Brahmanas. But previously in India, they were caring and don't get married outcast. The inherent fear was there that it may not carry out the functionality properly towards the Supreme Person. Arjun is describing, it's a correct fear. Sri Shuddhashtatu Jayate Varna Shankar. When women are polluted, then unwanted progeny falls. But in Kali Yuga, everybody became polluted or came from that pollution 5,000 years back. It started. But we are stuck with it. So by knowing properly the purpose of establishing this Daivi Varnasham system, and the purpose is that we have to become representative of Lakshmi Narayana. Then ideal household life will be brought into. The other things will follow. But generally, establishing Varnasham means there is major thrust is on the household life. Because others are important, but at the same time, they are not that many to handle. They are fewer in number. But the household is sustainer of the entire humanity. So it's a very glorious answer by understanding the purpose here. If a chaste wife expresses the mind not contrary to the husband's desire, that is chastity. If an ideal wife speaks in all protection to the husband who is representative of Krishna, Pati Deva. Swami, all this nomenclature which is applied to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is given. Sriman, Srimati, everything is applied to them. Sri means Lakshmi. Once his intelligence is like Lakshmi Devi, he is called Srimati. Sriman means whose mind is always dwelling on the goddess of fortune who is serving the Supreme Personality of God. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Srimad Radha Srimad Govinda Devo Prasthalidhi Sevyamana Swami. This Srimad is the real opulence. And we require opulence, which is a manifestation of Krishna's energies, to carry out all the functionality. And out of false ego, means ignorance, we think that it is mine, that is yours. It's very, very shallow idea. A constricted idea who doesn't know what the chastity is. But one whose actions are very liberal. Ayam nija parovetti lagunam lagu chetasam udarcharitanam vasudeva kutumbakam. One whose heart has been broadened enough, for him the whole world is a family. Kutumba. These are not lofty ideas, but they are based on Krishna consciousness. So in this way, we can understand the importance of adherence of yajna and dakshina. At every yajna, there is a requirement of dakshina to be offered. Yajna and dakshina can never be separated. So when we perform all our religious functions, and our yajna is being performed, dakshina must be there. Don't keep it pending. Anything else? Jai Jagat Guru Prabhupada.